Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. This is the Ash'ar, the poetry of Arif Billah Rumi, Waqf Mujaddid Zabana, Hazrat Mullah Shaki Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. It is entitled Ya Subhi Medina, Ya Shami Medina. Ya Subhi Medina, Ya Shami Medina. يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة مبارك تجھے قیام مدينة بلا جان کیا جام مینا ہے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ بلا جان کیا جام مینا ہے عالم تیرا کیف اے خوش خرام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ مدینہ کی گلیوں میں ہر ایک قدم پر ہو مد نظر احترام مدینہ یا صبح مدینہ یا شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ 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 بڑا لطف دیتا ہے نام مدینہ نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی نگاہوں میں سلطانیت ہے چہوگی جو پائے گا دل میں قیام مدینہ سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ یہ صبح مدینہ یہ شام مدینہ مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى اما بعد This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Shaykh Ali Billah Rumi Waq Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu Hazrat has titled this beautiful bayan so beautifully in poetic form Ya Subhi Madina Ya Shami Madina That very fortunate these are the days in Mawsam of Hajj And people are all on their way for Hajj, and we all should be spiritually on our way for Hajj. And more now intense, our love should be growing towards going to make ziyarat of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After all these ni'mat that we have got of deen, which is the actual ni'mat to gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to reach our eternal destination, and that is Jannat, where we will be in the company of all the righteous and pious in the majlis of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat is teaching us that at every step how to bring the love of Allah ta'ala and how to have adab and respect. And this is what our deen is all about. So Hazrat says, very fortunate is that person who's on his way to Medina Sharif and he realizes that I'm not just going to Medina Sharif, I'm going to make ziyarat of my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is my muhsin haqiqi. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ihsan upon the ummat, we can never imagine. And the whole ummat put together cannot pay an iota to the ihsan and favors of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upon us. So Hazrat explains, when a person is going to Medina Sharif, then just imagine that morning in Medina Sharif, that evening in Medina Sharif, in other words, every moment in Medina Sharif is very mubarak, very blessed. In other words, a person should realize, I am not deserving of being in this beautiful mubarak city of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mubarak footstep just touched the land of Medina Sharif, then it became Medina Sharif. Before that it was Yathrib, and before that it was a town that was very cold. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, as Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam made dua for Makkatul Mukarrama. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for Medina Sharif. And all the anwarat and barakat are there till today, where our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting and in Medina Sharif. But how will we get that barakat and how will we get that anwarat no matter where we are in this world? Hazrat says so beautifully, Ya Subhi Medina, Ya Shami Medina, Mubarak Tujhe Ye Qiyami Medina. Oh, person who is going to Medina Sharif, that Hadi, that person who is going for Umrah, oh, daily we can be spiritually there in the company of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by reciting durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and inculcating the love by bringing the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. Hazrat says, how fortunate it is. You can't explain the enjoyment of the morning of Medina Sharif. The evening, one is, as beautifully our Shaykh, our Daja Shaykh explained, that everywhere the sun rises. But the sun that rises in Medina Sharif, the glance of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on that sun, where all the suns can compare to that. And the evening, that beautiful 14 full moon, where our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's countenance fell on that, how beautiful is that Medina Sharif has become. And all that anwarat and barakat is through our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The sun of this world and the moon of this world, the 14 full moon, cannot compare to the beauty and the countenance of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So very blessed is that person who gets a moment to be present in Medina Sharif. And what can be said of those people that are living in Medina Sharif? Very fortunate, but on the other hand, a person has to be extremely careful. Then Hazrat explains, when you know where you are going to, and you're on your way, you learn from the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how to get connected to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You enjoy making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is extremely important we learn how to go to this journey of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to go and make ziyarat. Ulama have explained one amal a person should try and do. Try and recite Suratul Kawthar on your way. And on your way to Medina Sharif, to recite 1,000 times Suratul Kawthar. The shortest surat in the Qur'an Kareem, but the amount of Allah Ta'ala has explained, the great position of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what favors Allah Ta'ala has blessed Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And return, we, my useless servant like myself, most unworthy ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we all are blessed with the favors of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we should be hoping that only if we come follow the sunnah lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as beautifully Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ مَنِ اتَّبَى رِضْوَانَهُ سُبُلَ السَّلَامِ وَيُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. When the world was lost in darkness, And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ. You know what a special, special gift has come to you from Allah Rabbul Izzat. The embodiment of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah mentions first, the nur, the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in reality, what is that? Wa kitabu mubin. It's the clear, open kitab of Allah ta'ala, the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the way of life of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As beautifully Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, our beloved mother explained that somebody asked, what is the, explain us the beautiful character and life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is impossible to explain. But one of the special qualities of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Jawami al-Kilam. In few words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to give encyclopedias of advisors. So what can be said? Sayyidina Aisha Siddiqa Rajna was so close to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How lot of knowledge the ummah gained from her. So in two words she said, Kana khuluqu al-Qur'an. The beautiful character, the lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Qur'an Sharif. And this is what Allah Ta'ala has given us. And until today, a person makes Qur'an Sharif his life. Any problem you got, you'll find as if Qur'an Kareem, not as if Allah Ta'ala is talking to us. And this is how I told you to live in this world. So follow this way of life. So Hazrat says, a person who loves like that and he finds himself in Medina Sharif, and right at the Rauza Park, Bala jaane kya jamo meela hai alam. What can be the rest of the world? It's not even like villages. It's not like deserts also compared to Madinatul Munawwara. And the Madina Munawwara of that time, not the Madinatul Munawwara of today. And as Hazrat Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, in the Istima explained on one occasion, that not like how myself, how we living today, extravagantly in every aspect of our life. The king of both the worlds, our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what a simple house Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. And but that is the palace of both the worlds. So we can imagine what a, when a person is right at the footstep of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that oh Nabi Akram and oh Medina Sharif itself, how splendid it is to be in Medina to Munawwara. But Allah Ta'ala save us. Today the test is all the entertainment has come. Shaitan has made an effort. And we have to be extremely cautious when going to Haramain Sharifain, all the attractions, the outward buildings and all the activities, Allah Ta'ala save us. A person has to make an effort, and that is by coming in the majalis of our Shaykh Mashaykh and learn the love of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and keep our focus that we are going for ziyarat, we are going to the house of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And Hazrat explained, when you got this focus, you realize, Madina ki galiyon mein har ek qadam par, ho madde nazar ihtirami Madina. That in the gullies of Madina to Munawwara, that you don't waste your time today in the outward, the buildings of this world, the concrete jungles which they have made, all the hotels and all the entertainment around, a person doesn't get lost there. And realize that what was the Madina to Munawwara of the time of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala loved and their beautiful homes, simple, but their hearts, Allahu Akbar, was full of the nur of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the nur of Hidayat from there spread throughout the world. So Hazrat says that every footstep, in other words, every moment in Madina to Munawwara, a person should be cautious, not on just how we step, how we walk, what we talk, etc. And accordingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He makes tarbiyat of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One buzurg, a pious person, but just happened to mention that the day of Madina to Munawwara, which is famous there, the yogurt, which we call the day, it's not as sweet as our day. Just saying that, He said, Allah Ta'ala, let him have the beautiful countenance and Mubarak dream of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave such a warning that if you don't like our day, then rather go from here. So even that, how serious it is. And today, it shouldn't be we spending our time in the coffee shops, in the environments of the, all the other environments besides in the, at the Rauza-e Park, in the Haram Sharif itself, and there also while in the Haram of Medina Sharif, a person has to be extremely careful,
not busy with our mobile and or busy laughing and not paying attention. When you just enter the Haram Sharif, you are already in the majlis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat says all the time, and this is how our pious elders, Ulama-i Dioban, taught us, and we learn from our Shaykh and our Mashaykh. This is our lineage, and this is our sanad. How we learn every footstep, how they took cautiousness to live in Madinatul Munawwara. They were so worried and concerned. They used to curb even their necessity of relieving themselves. And they used to say, to live in Medina Sharif, who doesn't want to? But how cautious a person has to be. So when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's footstep just stepped into Medina to Munawwara, Medina Sharif became Medina, 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 Medina. Bara lutf deta hai naam-e Medina. Just to take the name of Medina to Munawwara. And that you'll understand as our Mashayikh teach us through the incident of what we call Layla and Majnu. Majnu, whose name was Qais. And he didn't actually have any connection with Layla. But they gave us the example that he was madly in love with Layla. And he used to go in the cities of Layla, in her city where she used to stay. And he used to say, I kiss this wall, that wall. Not because of the love of these buildings, but the love of my beloved that is staying in this town. Even the dog of that city used to be beloved to him. So Mashayikh says, take a lesson from Majnu. When the king of that time said, who is this Layla? That this man is so madly in love with her. When he called her up and said, he saw ordinary woman, why is Majnu so mad over you? She said, you need the eyes of Majnu. So like that, we need to learn from our Mashayikh. The eyes of our Mashayikh, then we'll know Madina to Munawwara. What a journey. A person looks forward. But on the other hand, you're worried and concerned. It mustn't be a moment I make a mistake. And that is why a person has to go with a lot of istighfar also, a lot of durood sharif, and be cautious all the time. So just to take the name of Medina to Munawwara gives a person great enjoyment. And what can be said of the enjoyment of durood sharif? Durood sharif should give a person such enjoyment. Any moment a person thinks of any problem, turn to Durood Sharif and see what miracles it will do for us in our life. And as our Shaykh teaches us and reminds us every Jummah, that we should realize we the Ummatis of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it's not the day of Friday today, it's Jummah for us. And the King of Ibadat is Durood upon our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And today Allah Ta'ala saved me, all of us. Ummat is going through difficulty, we should be crying tears of blood. But actually our real cry should be, Allah bring us back onto the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When we left this beautiful lifestyle, which Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, when I send my great beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to this world, that whoever followed his path, he took you out of all the darknesses and brought you onto the path of sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So every way besides the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will take you to darkness. So much so that Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, even the world, the kuffar world, if they want peace in their life, they should lead their life according to sunnah of Nabi Akram. So what can be said of a believer who has iman and makes a concerted effort to bring sunnah into our lives? And in this time and age, just to bring alive a sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, how kind Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has been. And Allah Ta'ala, who is Allamul Ghuyub, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala knows this condition is going to come on the Ummah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us that the Ummah will be living in such a form of fitna that the value of sunnah will be out of our hearts. Our children won't know what is sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. To bring alive one sunnah, just to leave the masjid with your left foot, to wear your shoes with your right foot, to be conscious. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did it like this. So 100 shaheed sawab on one sunnah. And as our Dara Shaykh used to explain, people that are giving their lives in Palestine, in the battlefields, they are just hearing bombs, women folk are becoming widows, etc. Here in the comfort of our homes, in the comfort of the masjid, and how many 100 shaheed sawab we can get. But Allah Ta'ala saved me first of all. It's easy to talk, as our Shaykh says, more easier to listen, but am I conscious that I must do this amal? It is the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And make this in our home known that our life is the life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No other lifestyle that has crept into our homes And that has become our environment. Allah Ta'ala save us. That is why Hazrat explained that when you get this reality in your life, then nigaho mein sultaniyat hech hogi. Jo paayega dil mein payam e Madina. When you get the real message of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's message, what effort and concern Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had, first of all to bring Iman into the hearts of people. And then when they loved the lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Sahaba Rajalam explained how they took bayat over and over on the hands of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So much so, as Salma ibn Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala on one occasion explained, I took bayat at the hands of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then after a few minutes again Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you're not taking bayat? He said, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I just took bayat just now. He says, again Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam repeated those words. Again he came and take bayat, renew his bayat. The third time again Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you are not taking bayat? Again he said, on what, oh Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? On one narration it comes, al-sam'i wa ta'ah, that whatever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has commanded, I'll obey. Even if it goes against my own desires, my own family members, anybody. But I won't break the commands of Allah. I won't break the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So much he said that we took bayat upon the hands of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on maut. That we'll give our lives, but we won't break the life of, the way of life of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And he proved it. This was the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala. People who don't know the value of one Sahabi, they have the audacity of Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala save us. So very, very important, we should be cautious and worried. They don't stay in the wrong company. We don't know which manat we can change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns in ayat, أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي تَوَلَّى وَعَطَى قَلِيلًا وَعَقْدًا. You saw that person who was inclined to deen, and all of a sudden you see his inclination, he's turned away from deen. Mufassirin have given this example, this explanation, that a person was inclined to the right company, and all of a sudden you see now he's changed his lifestyle. So Allah Ta'ala save us. Till our last moment, we have to stay close to our mashayikh and follow their footsteps, which all the time they are concerned and worried. We must follow the lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Islam. So this is the real gift and present we have to bring from Madina Sharif for ourselves, for our families, more than we worried of all the other shopping. As our Hazrat teaches us, and Hazrat Maulana Nusfatir Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, what is the real gift you have to take from Madina Sharif? It was the beautiful life and the character of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there we have to be extra cautious, and the environment is such that sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam should be in our life. There it should be more enjoyable. But sad it is that here we live in the company of a mashayikh, we follow sunnahs, we come there, we see the environment and we forget ourselves. Allah save me, all of us. And Hazrat explained that what the whole world is looking for, every person, but we're looking for it in the wrong direction. Sukune jaha tum kaha dhoonte ho. Sukune jaha hai nizami Madina mein. We say the whole world is in turmoil and the Muslim Ummah is going through difficulty. But this Hazrat is saying, where are you looking for it? In the modern lifestyle, in trying to church, to peace, make Islam appease us, we have to enter. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dkhulu fi silmi kaffa. And enter into Islam totally. Not we, my Islam must suit us and just have an outward name of Islam. Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us. We make a concerted effort, and for that myself, we have to make tawbah, istighfar, increase in our durood sharif at least 100 times a day. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Hazrat teaches us, 2 minutes of our life, every day has got 1,446 minutes. 2 minutes we don't have for our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And see what changes will come in our life. Allah give me, all of us, tawfiq. Just by reciting that durood, a person will get peace and consolement in his heart. And all the lifestyle of kuffar will automatically go out of our life. This nifaq, hypocrisy in my heart, automatically I'll realize and be conscious. Let me see my life. How am I living my life? It's easy to sit here and talk, but Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq. Daily I should do some introspection and see, am I bringing truly sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in my life? Am I really reciting durood upon Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And then Hazrat further says so beautifully, addressing himself, but Hazrat is giving the message to myself first of all, and the whole ummah. Ho azad akhtar dono jaha, ghame dono jaha se. Ho jo ho jaye dil se ghulam-e-madina. If you want to free, be free from the worry of both the worlds. And the real worry is the worry of Akhirat. That is the worry that will start when Malakul Maut comes. From the Qabr onwards, Allah make it easy for me, all of us. That when Malakul Maut comes, it shouldn't be a shock. So Hazrat says, if you want to be looking forward, then just bring this one worry in your life. That how I must be obedient to the commands of Allah Ta'ala, only according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu proved and announced it to the world. We were lost, but when we brought the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, every aspect of our life, then the whole world meant nothing to us. And Hazrat says, become the true slave of Madinatul Munawwara. In other words, become the true slave of the Mubarak lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not that we are right close to Rauza-e Pak. We are right at the doorstep of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. As Hazrat explained that where the Rahmat, the waterfalls of the Rahmat of Allah Ta'ala is pouring down. No waterfalls in the world can compare to that. But we go there and it shouldn't be that one splash also doesn't fall upon me. That is why we should be making istighfar, tawbah and begging Allah Ta'ala. And begging then our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, please raise, O Nabi Sallallahu, your Mubarak hand for this most useless ummati of yours. That Allah forgives me and bring me back onto the way of your beautiful life. And how Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Umar radiallahu gave their lives for the life, beautiful way of life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulihi al-Karim amma ba'd. During the chapter of Hajj, Hazrat Mawlana Ashwari Thalmi rahmatullahi continues, like the acts of Hajj are permeated with love, so too are the places, that is Makkah Mukarrama and the surrounding areas, where these rites of love are offered. The holy places too play their part in strengthening the love of Allah Ta'ala in the hearts of the believers who have come to offer their love to their Creator. It is mentioned in the Quran Sharif, in Surah Ibrahim, that Ibrahim alayhi salam, while making dua, requested Allah Ta'ala to incline the hearts of the people of his progeny who were settled around the Kaaba Sharif. Allah Ta'ala accepted this dua, and its effect is plainly visible to all Muslims. There is not a single believer whose heart is not attached to the Kaaba Sharif. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu says that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had not said the hearts of some people, faj'al afidatam minanna, some people in his dua, then even multitudes of Jews and Christians would have gathered at the Kaaba Sharif. But because Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked only for the hearts of the believers to be inclined to his progeny who settled in the vicinity of the Kaaba, the Kaaba has become a place of love and veneration for only the believers. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that on the occasion when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah, he turned towards the city as he was departing and he said in grief and sorrow, how pure and beloved a city you are to me. If my people had not expelled me, I would have not left you to live elsewhere. Since every believer has a bond of love with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is only necessary that this love will extend to the city which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves so dearly. Thus love for Makkah Mu'azzama is the result of the dua of two Nabis, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What has been explained so far is the true, actual and dini significance of Hajj and the places of Hajj. Besides these dini significances, there are also some worldly benefits in Hajj. Although one's intention and gaze must not be on the worldly advantages, without even being concerned of the worldly benefits, they are acquired automatically. Another ibadah similar to Hajj is Umrah, which is Sunnah Mu'akkadah. Umrah too is an ibadah of love and consists of certain acts which are rendered in Hajj. For this reason, Umrah has been described as Hajj Azghar or Lesser Hajj. Umrah is rendered during the period of Hajj as well. Thus two ibadah of the greatest significance are united on one occasion. Besides the period of Hajj, the ibadat of Umrah can be discharged at any other time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. Fulfill Hajj and Umrah in full measure for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he also said, whoever fails to perform Hajj, in spite of having the means, and in spite of nothing preventing him, will die as a Jew or a Christian. This stern warning applies to those who forego the farz Hajj for no valid shari'i reason. The harshness of this warning indicates the absolute importance of Hajj. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever intends to go for Hajj should make a haste. As Abdullah ibn Masood radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, unite Hajj and Umrah during the Hajj period, join them together, which is called Tamattu or Qiran. Both acts of ibadat eliminate poverty and sins in a similar way in which the impurities of gold, silver and iron are eliminated. The reward of a Hajj which was performed correctly is nothing other than Jannah. Note, the above hadith mentions a worldly benefit and a dini benefit. That is the elimination of poverty and elimination of sins. Sins here refer to Hukukullah, the rights of Allah Ta'ala. Regarding Hukukul Ibad, sins committed in this relation are not forgiven, even by martyrdom. For the forgiveness of sins involving the rights of others, it is essential to obtain first the pardon of those whose rights were usurped and destroyed. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua of the one who performs Hajj and Umrah, and if he seeks forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala forgives him. In relation to Hajj, there is another act of ibadat as well. This is the ziyarat of the Rawza-e Aqdas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The majority of ulama say that the visit to the gracious Rawza of Nabi alayhi salam is mustahab. This too is an act permeated with love. While Hajj is love for Allah Ta'ala, ziyarat of the Rawza is love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hajj produces progress in the love of Allah Ta'ala, and ziyarat of the Rawza produces progress in the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who after having made Hajj visits me after my demise is like the one who has visited me while I was alive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has equated visiting his grave to visiting him when he was alive. The tremendous significance of ziyarah of the Rawza e Mubarak should thus be manifest. The benefit to be gained is indeed great. The effect of ziyarah is the inculcation of love in the heart for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, similar to the effect of love which generated in the hearts of the believers when they visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his lifetime. Increase in love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by ziyarah of the holy grave is readily felt in the hearts of the true believers. This is a true and common experience for all those who make ziyarah to the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madina Munawwara too is a place of holiness and love like Makkah Mukarramah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to Allah Ta'ala and said, O Allah, Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to you for Makkah. I make dua to you for Madina Munawwara. And Nabi alayhi salam said, O Allah, make Madina beloved to us, just as we love Makkah, and even more beloved than Makkah. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from a journey, he would spur on his camel as soon as he saw the houses of Madina Munawwara. This Nabi alayhi salam would do so as to reach Madina Munawwara quickly. This shows the great love which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has for Madina Munawwara. Once Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, on the surface of the earth, there is no place which I love more for my grave to be located than Madina Munawwara. And then Nabi alayhi salam repeated the statement 3 times. The foregoing narrations will suffice to indicate the profound love which engulfs the acts of Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarat and the holy places. The love of all of these is indeed embedded in the hearts of the believers. There is no need to provide proof for this. Believers who are by the means should therefore not neglect these noble, important and great acts of ibadat. These acts are indeed a great treasure. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make amal.